hair is sexy. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host. We are a weekly podcast that is here to generate and share self-care ideas with each other. Last week, I talked about self-care sabotage. I shared some examples, and I gave you guys 20 different ways that you can beat the sabotage. I'm wondering, how'd that go for you guys last week? Did you start to recognize some of those saboteurs in your life? Or did you start to recognize some of your own self-sabotaging behavior? If you missed that episode, you can always find past episodes on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, or at my website, www.selfcareissexy.com. Okay, I want to give you guys a quick preview of what to expect from today's show. So this week, I'm going to ask you to engage a little bit beyond just listening and do something nice for yourself today. I'm going to talk a little bit about some emotional injury, give you some suggestions on how to heal, and even give you a chance to win a free brunch on me. But before we get to how you can earn free food, I have a few quick housekeeping items to go over. Number one, if you've been enjoying the show at all, if you've picked up any little tip or trick or idea, or if you've just been entertained in any way, I'd ask that you do me a solid and rate the show on iTunes. I know that from the stats of the show that we've got a pretty big community out there listening, so please take a few minutes, help a sister out, and go rate the show on iTunes. And you know what? If you give the show one star, that's awesome. I welcome the feedback. It's all good. But if you love the show, just let me know by rating it on iTunes, and thank you so much in advance for that. Number two of the housekeeping, we are having our Self-Care is Sexy brunch coming up at the end of August. We'd love to hang out with you, check in, and talk self-care in real life. So if you'd like to join us for that, make sure you like us on Facebook for all the details, dates, time, etc. And finally, at the request of some listeners, I created a Facebook group called Self-Care Sexy. And this is just a place that we created where you can be a part of and share your ideas and just kind of talk about how it's going, you know, what's working, where you might be struggling with the self-care. And it's basically just a safe space to connect with our community. So check that out. If we're not already friends on the Facebooks, shoot me a quick email and I'll add you so you can jump on in. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. Okay, housekeeping done. Let's get to the fun and talk about doing something nice for yourself, which truly is just another way of saying, you know, self-care. The difference, though, between just doing something nice for yourself and kind of like self-care, it's basically self-care light, really. So the difference is, you know, doing something nice for yourself is usually, and you'll see this from the examples I give, it's usually something really small and quick that you can do to give yourself a little burst of happiness. And I will get to those examples in just a few, but first, I kind of wanted to lay the groundwork so that we are all kind of singing from the same sheet of music, so to speak. So something that I've noticed in our culture and in society is, you know, we're all starting to really just talk about our health a lot and taking care of our physical body and our fitness and our nutrition, and all that stuff is like really big right now. But what I feel like is getting left out is the emotional injury. And the emotional care and the emotional nutrition, right? That I feel is like more epidemic than the health issues that we're facing as a society. And it's like people seem way more likely to show you like a scar, like a physical scar, than they are to tell you that they're depressed. And a lot of times, what I think makes emotional injury worse is that a lot of people try to hide it. And they try to appear like, you know, okay or whatever. And, you know, I value that I surround myself with the people that are openly vulnerable and they will allow their emotional injuries to show. You know, a lot of people that I have in my life, they'll tell you if they're feeling like shit when you ask them how they're doing. And I do recognize that, like, not all of us out there have that. And not all of us are comfortable with being like open or vulnerable with our emotional injuries. I get that. And really, you know, I really respect that. I just, I want to say that if you are hiding your emotional injuries, it's been my experience that that always makes it worse, you know? And again, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page when I say emotional injury. So really quick, what I mean is, like, for example, a good example of emotional injury is like failure or rejection or loneliness, depression, anxiety, and so forth, those types of things. It's the trauma that we're all carrying around. It's true that you just can't exist in this world without experiencing emotional injury. You know, you could have like even the perfect like Obama style family Christmas looking perfect, all sort of downright happy, and those people still experience emotional injury. You can't exist on this planet without being exposed and having to endure some type of emotional injury. And what's really crappy is that our culture that we live in right now keeps saying stuff to us like, shake it off, it's all in your head, you know, suck it up, buttercup. I've heard that a billion times. Well, you know, like if you had a broken arm or like a massive bleeding gash on your head, no one would say like, shake it off, right? They'd sympathize with you. They'd even be like nicer to you and kinder to you and more like aware that you might be injured and be more mindful of that. So then for me, that brings up a bunch of questions like, you know, what are my emotional injuries that I'm dealing with? How do we change the way people treat emotional injuries? And then, you know, how do we heal from them? The best way to recognize your emotional injuries is to take a look at what has made you cry in the last 30 days. Now, if you haven't cried this month, I tip my hat to you, kind sir. And I would ask, you know, is that just because you're not a crier or whatever? Because, you know, a lot of hard shit hits us on the daily and things go from 0 to 60 pretty darn quick in this world. It feels like life changes in a nanosecond around here. So, like, let's look at what causes us to cry. What's really gotten us, like, really hurt us lately. And kind of dig for the root of it. And see if that same thing has appeared over and over and over in your life. Like, recognize the emotional issues you've been kind of carrying around that maybe you don't know how to deal with. And the only way I know how to change, like, the way people and society see emotional injuries or how they kind of perceive emotional injury is to display it when I feel it and allow others to do the same. So, you know, I know it's uncomfortable to see someone crying, like especially in public or like being upset or yelling or whatever, but you know why it's so uncomfortable? It's because we've all kind of disconnected from one another and we act like that's a separate and inappropriate thing. When the truth is, we all as human beings experience that kind of heartbreak and pain and emotional injury. And, you know, by allowing it to not bother you or acting like you don't see it, you're kind of feeding into it. You're kind of giving into that culturalistic society view that these types of emotional injuries are inappropriate to express. And on the flip side, if you have something you want to cry about or yell or get frustrated, and it's like you're not in a socially acceptable place, can you allow for just a little bit of it to come out? Can you try to explore that vulnerability to your comfort level? Can you start to be brave and just answer truthfully when someone asks you, how are you doing? And if you're not okay saying, I'm not okay, it's not okay, I'm sad, I'm angry, you know, instead of the pacifier, I'm fine. And lastly, I want to talk about like how we're going to heal these emotional injuries that we're carrying around. So you've got to look at what's there and allow others to experience it. And then you got to work to heal it, you know, from the inside out. So you start to heal these emotional wounds by doing something small and nice for yourself today. And you guys, seriously, do it today. Don't wait until you have time to process or deal with whatever it is you're facing right now, because that time will never come. So just, you know, get into it. Okay, you guys, here it is. The list of little nice things that you can do for yourself today. Number one, stop skipping meals.
And I mean it, you guys. Like, a lot of us are super busy and we've got 500 things we need to do right now. And I appreciate that and I respect that. But if you can't do the simplest thing and feed your body, I think you really got to reassess where your self-care is at. And, you know, sometimes that means you got to put in effort, right? Let's get real. Cooking is a pain in the ass, right? It just is. You know, it creates dishes and it takes time and you got to plan and you got to think and you got to pack lunches and you got to put effort into it. But seriously, one nice thing you can do for yourself is just make sure that your food is on point. Number two, unplug. I think I've said this before, and I'm pretty sure I had an entire episode on this, but you know, we've got to start really taking into consideration how much time, you know, how much screen time we're spending in our lives. If you're like me, you work at a job for 9 to 10 hours a day in front of a computer, you know, and then we've got our iPhones out all the time, texting, emailing, whatnot, and then to come home and work on the computer for the self-care sexy. So, you know, I have to really be conscientious of how much time my face is sitting in front of a screen. And I would venture to say that I even have to be really mindful and aware of how much time I allow Facebook and Instagram to kind of suck away at my life. And I've noticed a big difference when I limit my screen time. So it's a very easy thing you can do for yourself. You know, turn off your Facebook. Just like, you can even uninstall it from your phone just for a day, right? One day a week, just get it off your phone so you're not tempted, just to kind of give yourself a peace of mind. And then, you know, in those moments when you would just automatically grab for the phone, like if you're waiting at a stoplight or waiting in line or something like that, instead, give yourself just a minute to breathe and not think or digest or process anything that's coming up on your feed. So I highly recommend that as a little thing you can do today to do something nice for yourself. Number three, buy or pick fresh flowers. So right now, in real time, it's summertime, the flowers are in bloom, you know, we've got some incredible local organic florists all around us, and having those beautiful flowers in your bedroom or on the kitchen table or even at your desk at work, it just gives you this really incredible sense of like richness and fullness in life. And it's one little thing that you can do for yourself that's not going to cost you a ton of money. You could even just get one little stem. Or if you're really, you know, hard-pressed for cash and it's not something you can feasibly give to yourself right now, go out along the road and pick flowers, you know? Just do something nice for yourself. It's easy. It's quick. I highly recommend it. Number four on the list is order your food. So like I said in the beginning, you know, having, you know, one nice thing you can do for yourself is to stop skipping meals. So maybe you're saying to me like, yeah, that's great advice, Chris. I would love to make sure that I am eating healthy all three meals of the day. But the reality is my schedule is, you know, grab a Pop-Tart on the way out the door and run to work. Well, maybe you need to treat yourself to like a delivered dish or an organics to you delivery, or Thrive Market has a delivery box. There's tons of programs out there that you can get hooked up with that great, delicious food can be delivered to your doorstep. And I'm not talking pizza. I mean, sure, ordering pizza and like letting them cook it for you is a great idea. But what I'm really getting at is giving yourself the luxurious meal. Something a little bit more than just your regular takeout. Number five, talk to yourself. Okay, I know this sounds really hilarious, but I do this all the time, and I'm not embarrassed to admit it. I will sometimes put on my earbuds or my Bluetooth and pretend like I'm on the phone to have a conversation with myself, especially if I've got a big decision to make. I know it sounds a little kooky, but I'm a very auditory learner. And so for me, having that out loud conversation, especially when there's a big decision coming up, is just a little small treat that I can give myself. And it's usually just like, you know, I usually say something like, hey, don't worry, it's going to be okay. And I'll say that out loud to myself probably two or three times when I'm going through a tough situation. Because just having my own voice reaffirm out loud, it's just some little nice comfort that I can give to myself. It works. I even develop mantras. I'm a big fan of mantras. And hearing your own voice say these kind things to yourself, it can really turn your whole mood around. It can really change your thought pattern. When you start this exercise, you can kind of gauge where you're at if you start to feel really silly about it. So if you start out and you're like, oh my God, this is totally stupid and I feel silly, but then you force yourself to do it just a few times over and over and over again, you'll start to feel like it's comforting. It's really truly a comforting self-care thing you can do. Number six, investing in yourself. So for me, that looks like, you know, taking the time to do the things that I want to do when I want to do them, and investing in my emotional and physical and spiritual well-being. So for me, that looks like, you know, meditating, taking a walk or being active, and investing in my future. As far as, you know, creating a budget and sticking to it, rewarding myself when I do good things, and generally developing a belief in myself. And that takes a lot of work. I'm not here to make it seem like it's easy. There's a lot of self-reflection involved. You got to read books. You got to seek out teachers. You got to find what works for you. And sometimes that means you're going to come up against failures, which is never fun. And that's an example of one of those emotional injuries I was talking about before. You cannot get through self-care without experiencing some kind of injuries, emotional injuries, because sometimes you're going to try things that don't feel good. And that's going to result in, you know, even if it's a little pinprick of an emotional injury, you're going to feel it. But you have to, the success and the goodness lies behind experiencing those failures and going, okay, that didn't work for me. You know, maybe talking to yourself and doing your daily mantras doesn't work for you and you felt silly doing it. But you have to try in order to figure out what's going to work for you. Number seven in my ways to do something nice for yourself, take a little laugh break. So if you're like me, I love to laugh. I absolutely, when I get going, I can't breathe and I snort and it's loud and it's all over the map, kind of crazy infectious laugh. And the other night we were watching TV and an infomercial happened to come on that was for the pouch couch. I don't know if you guys have seen this thing, but it basically looks like I'm even giggling just thinking about it. It's basically like a water weenie that, and I'm not sure how it works. I'm sure you can Google it. But it's like a couch it's a portable couch you can take with you. And it looks like a giant water weenie. And for whatever reason, I was feeling particularly giggly. And I just like let loose. I unloaded. I was laughing until, you know, my face was purple and I had a headache. And, you know, it felt great. It was like a cathartic release of all the stress that I'd been carrying around from the previous week. And I highly recommend it. Another thing that'll do it for me is I love old SNL clips. I will YouTube that shit and laugh my ass off, especially like Chris Farley's "In a Van Down by the River." Oh my God, it's so hilarious. You know, and so I highly recommend, like, especially if you're kind of on a low budget and you're, you know, working through some shit and you need something, just a little something, something, take a laugh break and purposely find something that makes you laugh. And if you try, you know, YouTube after YouTube and it's not hitting, don't give up. Be persistent until you find some silly little dumb thing that makes you laugh your ass off. Because it's totally worth it once you find that thing. Another great example, I'm sure you guys have seen it on the Facebooks or the YouTube, is there's like a video of cats falling off shit. Oh my God, I could watch that like 100 times. It's still hilarious. Laughter, like, is clearly the best medicine. So if you're looking for something nice to do for yourself this week, take a laugh break and find something hilarious. And of course, if you find something good, you better share it on our self-care sexy group on Facebook. Because you know what? We all deserve to laugh our asses off once in a while. Number 8 on my list of little things you can do for yourself this week, compliment yourself. And I really like this idea because it was something I struggled with for a very long time. Really challenging for me to really embrace this idea. Because it feels like if you're not used to it, it feels foreign and it feels selfish and it feels egotistical. But if you can get to the place where it's genuine and it's good, you know, I always say fake it till you make it. Tell yourself you're beautiful. Tell yourself you're successful. Tell yourself you are sexy. And keep telling yourself that until you believe it. It's something nice that you can do for yourself that's easy, it's fun, and I would venture to say it's true. Because if you came up with it, it's in your head somewhere. So and in some point, in somewhere inside you, even at a minuscule level, you believe it. So fake it till you make it. Give yourself lots of compliments. Number 9 on my list of fun little things you can do for yourself is schedule a paint and wine night. So not sure if you guys have seen this. I'll link it to my show. But here in Portland, there are several different options where you can go out and at local bars, and they even have them at, there's some art studios in town that do it, where you engage in a painting project, and you don't have to have any type of painting skills at all. They totally walk you through it, and you have a great glass of wine, and you paint a pretty little picture, and it's just a fun little treat that you can do. And like I said, I'll make sure to have a link for you guys so that you can check that out. And if you end up doing any of these, and I'll talk about this a little later, but if you end up doing any of these little nice things for yourself, share them with the group. We'd love to hear your experiences. Maybe you tried it and you hated it. You know, it doesn't have to be a good experience. Just let us know how it goes for you. Number 10 on my list of little things you can do for yourself is float. So, not sure if you have it where you are, but where we are in here in Portland, we've got what's called a float tank. So these are hypobaric chambers filled with super, super condensed salt water that they close you in and it's dark and they play music and you can float in it. And it's a very intensive meditation session. I actually have a show coming up where I'm going to go and interview the guy from Float Portland and talk about some of the benefits and share with you my experience. So look for that. Number 11, wear bright colors. I think that always lends itself to feeling good. You know, even if you don't have a lot of colors in your wardrobe, maybe throw a scarf on or some funky jewelry. You know, put something on that's bright, that's happy, that's sunny. You could do it tomorrow. And if you're in a kind of conservative job or that's not your thing, you know, wear some socks that nobody can see that are totally bright colored or maybe some fancy, you know, fancy underwears or something. Do something little for yourself that's going to give you that boost of fun and confidence. Number 12 on my list of little nice things you can do for yourself, pay it forward. You know, maybe you're able to help someone in your life right now. And when I say help them, in a non-obligatory way. Like, you're not going to hold them to any kind of, you know, payback. Just do something nice for someone where they can't repay you, and it'd be even better if they don't even know it's coming from you. Just, you know, spread those little random acts of kindness that does actually make you feel good. Number 13 on my list, drop decision making. So right now, if you find yourself dealing with some internal emotional injuries, or you've got a hectic life going on, and you're struggling with the self-care, I would just invite you to set down any decision making that you're going through right now. Nothing has to be decided tonight, right? Like, you can sleep on it. You can do your pro-con list. Just give yourself, allow yourself whatever big thing you're chewing on to just set it down. It'll be there when you're ready to take it back on. But if you've been really struggling with a big decision in your life, one nice thing you can do for yourself is just give yourself a break and say, you know what? I don't have to decide right now. Number 14 on my list of little things you can do for yourself, buy yourself stickers. Now, I know it sounds kind of childish and silly, but seriously, stickers are fun. You can put them anywhere. You can, you know, go to the craft store, get all super fancy. They're super fun. And if you're like me and you have a passion planner, I love buying like those really nice kind of fancy, playful stickers, putting them in my passion planner. It highlights something. It calls my attention to like an action item or a goal that I'm working on. And I love the stickers for my mind maps. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar, but if you've never done the mind mapping, check out passionplanner.com. They've got a whole like list of instructions and stuff. But the stickers are always a little fun thing you can do for yourself. Number 15, buy something nice for yourself at full price. The caveat I put in there was full price because I know a lot of us are frugal, and a lot of us that struggle with self-care, we tend to talk ourselves out of buying nice things because, well, let's fucking face it, it's expensive, right? But I would implore you that if you are struggling with self-care, it's something you're trying to do, just lay the money down. You deserve it. It's your money. You work for it. Buy yourself something nice. Number 16, fake plan your dream vacation. I have to be honest with you, I've done this more than once in my life. I will sit down and fake plan a trip to Paris where I pick a random day that I'm going to fly out, and I pick a random hotel, and I'll like Google places I'm going to see, and I'll go through the whole process of just, you know, I can't really afford it exactly yet. But it's just fun to fake plan it. You know, it gets your juices flowing. It gets you thinking. I've even gone so far as Google has those 3D, you know, the 3D goggles you can put on that has like essentially an iPhone in it and it can do a virtual tour. I've done that of Paris a couple times. Or you can just like straight up Google map it and drop yourself in to your favorite vacation destination. And it's just a little fun, free thing that you can do for yourself today to just give yourself a little something, something, you know? Number 17, get outside. If you want to do something nice for yourself, you're on a budget, you're struggling, just open the front door and go outside. Breathe in some fresh air, take a walk, get some of that vitamin D. I know if you're here in the Portland area, we soak it up when we can, because seriously, people, believe the hype, okay? It rains here all the time. P.S. Don't move here because it rains here so much. Number 18 on the little nice things you can do for yourself, plan or attend a naked lady party. Now, if you're not familiar with what a naked lady party is, you totally have to email me. These things are awesome. A friend of mine is having one here shortly, and if you're interested, just shoot me an email. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcaresexy.com. And I know you dirty birds out there are thinking, ooh, la la, naked lady party. It's not that. It's a bunch of ladies getting together over wine and hors d'oeuvres, swapping their wardrobes. So they called it a naked lady party because you're dressing, you're changing, you know, you're trying the things on. I've been to a few, and let me tell you, some of my favorite accessories, shorts, boots, have come from naked lady parties. So hit me up if that's something you're interested in. Number 19 of little nice things you can do for yourself this week, write a loving word on your body. So if you've ever seen, there's a movie out there, the name escapes me right now, but there's a scene where the lady is kind of hating on herself all throughout the movie. She's putting herself down. And then at the pinnacle moment, like the kind of climax of the movie, she breaks down, gets out an eyeliner, and starts writing love messages all over her body, drawing and doodling. And I saw that movie. I think it's What the Bleep Do We Know. Yeah, it is. I love that movie. And I remember seeing that and being like, oh my God, that's brilliant. Like, especially if you use, you know, an eyeliner pen because it'll wash right off. But I think there's something so powerful in attaching those words temporarily to our bodies. I mean, if you're like me and you have tattoos, you've done it permanently. But, you know, there's a sense of joy and a gift that you can give yourself by just writing the word sexy or beautiful or strong. Any one of those on your body somewhere. You could even do it in pen if it was somewhere where, you know, you knew people weren't going to see it very often if you wanted to keep it to yourself. And then, you know, just let it fade naturally. Last but not least on my 20 list of little things you can do for yourself this week, buy yourself a cup of coffee or tea or smoothie or whatever your favorite little drink treat is. I'm giving you permission right now to splurge and not just like run and go get one on your break at work. I mean, like, actually go and sit down and order your favorite little drink and enjoy yourself. Okay, you guys, that's it for my list of 20 little nice things you can do for yourself. I told you earlier in the podcast that you're going to get a chance to win free brunch on me, and here are the details for that. If you do one of these 20 items on our little list that I've shared with you today, and you can find the list on my website, and you share an email, post a message in our group Facebook page, or somehow connect with me and share your experiences in doing one of these, and then RSVP and come to our Self-Care is Sexy brunch at the end of August, I will buy you brunch. All right, you guys, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have a story and you'd like to share or you want to be on the show, please email me. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. And for next week, we're going to have Jess Tomlinson in the house. She is the Radiant Self-Care Coach from Las Vegas. She's going to teach us about regaining our feminine power. And you'll even get a chance to take a little quiz to find out which feminine archetype you most identify with. She's got some great insight for us, so much ahead. Make sure you stay tuned for that. And remember, self-care is sexy. We're giving you permission to put yourself first.